Hello, it's Friday, and welcome to another episode of Be Inspired. Since it's Friday, today we honor the day of the law of detachment. Oh, attachments. It seems impossible to live in the world without them. Our affections for others, the desire to succeed, our interests, and love of life itself. All of these are attachments and potential sources of disappointment or suffering. And yet, they are the substance of what makes us engaged and fulfilled in our lives. So, the challenge may not be so much about removing attachments, and more to becoming enlightened concerning them. That's what Friday is all about. The lotus flower is a symbol of creation and rebirth, because at nightfall, it closes and goes beneath the water, and at dawn, it climbs up above again and reopens. It emerges as pure white from the depths of a muddy swamp. Quite remarkable, really. The image of a pure lotus flower is a metaphor that encapsulates a perspective, freedom, liberation, enlightenment, expressed in the very midst of the murky swamp that can be compared to life with its problems, pains, and contradictions. So today, let's go into stillness and silence, knowing that both the problems and the pains are part of the entire process, the entire experience of life. And today, can we embrace both the murky swamp and the pure lotus flower? Today's mantra is Om Anandam Namah. My actions are blissfully free from attachment to outcome. Let's take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. Feel free to close your eyes, get settled, and get ready for our meditation today. Om Anandam Namah. Om Anandam Namah. Om Anandam Namah. Continue repeating the mantra to yourself, and at the end I'll ring a bell and we'll wrap up. Om. Om Anandam Namah. Feel free to release the mantra and begin to stretch and open your eyes when you're ready. As we set out today, can you allow uncertainty to exist? Envision the swamp, no matter how murky, and know a beautiful lotus will emerge. Today is an invitation for you to allow yourself and others the freedom to be who they are. In health, happiness, and prosperity. Namaste.